Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Tetwin. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Today, we are talking about some of the most overlooked parts of retirement, like taxes, surprise expenses, income planning, and how to stay calm when things don't go as planned.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Colin, have you stress tested your retirement plan for unexpected expenses?
If you haven't, you probably should. That's what we do with our clients on a regular basis, at least once or twice a year. Because what happens, especially in those first couple of years of being retired, your life really changes quite a lot. And things pop up, and then we have some quiet time, and then we get a little bit older, maybe when we're 80s, maybe mid-80s at this point, and then a health problem comes up. We got to be prepared on the front end and the back end for these unexpected expenses, and we have to have a strategy for it. Most retirees only plan for the routine monthly bills, but they forget about the big one-time surprises, like if I need a new roof, because most of us will probably at least need one new roof while we're retired. It could be a medical event that could really help deplete, when I say help, not help our retirement. It could be that you've got these amazing children, but they need some help, so you're giving them some money to help them. Maybe an adult child got divorced, which happens. Some of my clients experience that, and they're at loss and they're emotionally distraught, and you come in to help them financially because that's a huge burden off their shoulders. Well, that could become a burden to you if you're not ready for it. These unexpected expenses can quickly throw a well-designed plan, a really thoroughly built-out plan, off track. Within a second, you could be off the rails. When you do build a plan out, you've got to account for daily needs or your monthly needs, but then you also have to look at the annual needs as well. So when we're creating a plan, we want to look at two different things. We want to look at stability and flexibility. Our stability, what that's going to do for me is that I have everything covered that I need covered on a monthly basis so that I don't have to change my lifestyle if something unexpected happens. If I want to spend $5,000 every single month for the rest of my life, that's where the stability part of my plan comes in. The flexibility, that's for things like medical events that come up, home repairs. It could also be the luxury things or the leisurely things, traveling, buying that side-by-side or the RV that we've always wanted. Maybe we buy the boat. Whatever it is that you want in your retirement or you need, we build that in to the flexibility side. Now, we probably have two different funds inside of that flexibility part of our plan. One for those unexpected, kind of painful experiences that come up, like medical or home repairs. And then we have the fun things like travel and maybe the RV I'm going to buy or rent. That's how we start getting our plan a little bit more refined, a little bit more prepped, just a little bit. That's just one piece of what we need to look at. Now, the thing that inflates most in the United States, healthcare inflates faster than nearly anything else in our nation. It's getting more and more expensive every single day. On top of that, as we keep going down this path as a government, and the government keeps spending more and more money, and our deficit keeps getting bigger and bigger, we're in the mid $30 trillion range for our national debt. What that means to us is they're probably going to print more money the more that they spend, which means my value of my dollar is going down much faster than in the past. And so now we've got two dilemmas. Our dollars are worth less, and healthcare is inflating faster than it should be. So we've got to have a bucket of money ready to go just for our medical expenses, because they're going to come. As we get older and older, our bodies get more and more frail, as we all know, and we're going to need that bucket of assets at some point or another. So let's stress test your retirement plan against real world what ifs. Some of those things we want to look at with what ifs in general is, what if taxes are higher than expected? What if a medical emergency comes in? What if I need a new roof or home repairs? Some of the other what ifs that we like to build into our plans is, what if one of us passes away unexpectedly and now our income is adjusted? What if one of us needs long-term care? What if one of us gets cancer? What if taxes, again, are higher than expected? What if returns are less than expected? What if inflation is higher than we thought it was going to be? What if multiple of these things happen in 1 year? Are we going to be okay? That's the key to doing a stress test on our plans, on all of our assets, to make sure that we've built in an appropriate emergency fund or reserve. We've also built in some margins so surprises don't become setbacks. What I don't want to have happen is you get so stressed about your retirement and your plan that you decide, I've got to go work again part-time. I don't want you to feel like you have to work ever again. You're in retirement. That's the plan, is to never work again. And you shouldn't stress while you're in retirement. You should stress test your plan, but not stress yourself, to make sure you're still going down the right path every year for the next 10, 20, 30 years of retirement. As I talk to some of my clients, I want to share a little bit about an experience one of my clients had that was a problem, because here's the deal. I was working with the husband, but his wife really didn't come in and talk with me very much. She was busy. She was a little bit younger. We weren't really managing her assets yet. We stress tested his plan. It looked really good. We were doing great. But there's one more stress test that we needed to do, which is with her as part of it. Now, we're having challenges getting our calendars to mesh up and sit down with each other. While we were trying to get the stress test going, during the middle of this, my client, working in the garage, not barely in his 60s, had a heart attack and passed away, leaving his spouse in a lurch. She was still working, but the problem is they are also raising their granddaughter. This hurt. This hurt because not only did we not stress test what would happen if something like that happened, to have a spousal plan, but now we have a joint family. So she had her own kids, he has his own kids, and he hadn't gotten his estate plan organized yet. And he was at a place where some of the assets would go to her and some of it has to go through probate. This is such a challenge when we come into these joint family matters, because the state has some pretty specific ways we got to do this. And unfortunately, some of his kids wanted some of the assets. And so she's going to have to reduce the amount of retirement assets they had as a couple to pay them off. So now she's behind in the retirement by a few years because a little bit of stress testing wasn't done, because we weren't able to get connected to solve this problem. So we don't want that to be the case for any of you. We don't want to have these unexpecteds come into play. And that's why stress testing really matters so very much. And every stress test we can conceivably imagine needs to be run so that you are successful through and through.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.